الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى has blessed us really with two great ni'mats. As it is said, ni'ma al-raqib wa ni'ma al-markab. The conveyance, the car, the vehicle, the conveyance is also so great, and the person in it is also somebody so great. The month of Ramadan is also so great, and the Quran Sharif is also so great. Two great, great ni'mats Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has blessed us with. And Alhamdulillah, Allah has brought us here. We have got our health, everything, and all the facilities, everything are there. Allah give us tawfiq to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan, and that is as far as possible. We don't waste any time. And in wasting of time is also that if you do the less preferred thing to the preferred thing, then also you have lost out. If you could sell something, you could make business and make 50,000 rand profit. And you could make business in that same time, same things, and make 100,000. Nobody will all go for the 50,000. You'll go for the highest. So yeah, in this month also, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we try and do as much as we can. And we do the best that we can. So there is a variety of ibadah that we can do, but we try and see the preferred. On one occasion, we were in the Haram Sharif together with our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And it was just before Maghrib, Ramzan it was. And the whole Haram was engaged in du'as. And one person was reading Quran Sharif, and he was reading it a bit loudly too. So Hazrat reprimanded him that at this time, this is the time for du'a. So he said that it comes in the Hadith Sharif, and this also happens then a person wants to justify himself. He said, comes in the Hadith Sharif, those who read Quran Sharif, I will give them more than those who are asking of me. But at that time, when everyone is in du'as, the whole Haram, everyone, all are in du'as, that's the ideal thing to be engaged in. So to Allah Ta'ala give us the proper direction at all times. Sometimes we must calculate and we must judge and we do the less preferred thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Anyway, with regard to the Quran Sharif, where Quran Sharif has got innumerable rights upon us. And it is our duty as far as possible to try and fulfill all those rights. And how much of the rights we fulfill, so much we will get benefit from the Quran Sharif. So it is a kitab from Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, and very important, our aqidah, our belief must also be correct, that it is a sifat, a quality of Allah, not the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Hadrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest creation of Allah Ta'ala. But he is the creation. Allah created Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. But the Quran Sharif, Allah did not create it. It's a sifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At this point also, we should try and also understand, and Allah give us tawfiq, that at one time, this was a big issue in the ummah. That is the Quran Sharif makhluq, created, or is it not makhluq? So the people lost their lives in this whole controversy. Lot of big controversy. In fact, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, he remained firm that the Quran Sharif has not been created. It is the sifat of Allah, it's not the makhluq of Allah Ta'ala, for which he had to undergo. He was in prison and used to be lashed also, but he remained firm on that. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. That, and this is a thing that different things have the controversies rage in the ummah of various things at various times. May Allah give us tawfiq to always be on the haq and to remain firm on the haq and become, in fact, to expound the haq, not only to be on the haq, but to tell the people what is the right thing. That is very, very important. So at all times you will find there will be these controversies which will be interpreted perhaps as difference of opinion or some other thing like that. But we have to see and find out properly what is the haq, and we always try and stay on that. And of course, in this world, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, in fact, till the end, his janazah came out from the jail. But what happened when his janazah, how many non-Muslims accepted Islam? And how many people attended his janazah? And what a thing. And the real reward is in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we don't look at the things of this dunya, the comforts of this dunya, but the real, the akhirat, that what we're going to get there for remaining firm on the haq. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq. So the Quran Sharif, Allah loves it the most. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, on the day of Qiyamah, the most Allah will listen to any complaint of anyone, anything, will be of the Quran, and Allah will uphold it. So the respect of the Quran Sharif. In fact, the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat-e-Uthmaniya, which was unfortunately about 100 years ago, that is the time they finished it up. But up to that time, this Khilafat, the whole Muslim world was under the Khilafat-e-Uthmaniya. Though towards the end also, a lot of weakness had come in it. But at least the Khilafat was there. So anyway, this Khilafat started with one person whose name was Uthman. And he went to his sheikh's place because he was very hospitable. And his town people did not like it, that he used to be so hospitable. So they chased him out of the town. Then he went to his sheikh's place. He spent the night. The sheikh gave him a room. He realized that there was a Quran Sharif there, and in respect of the Quran Sharif, he did not stretch his legs the whole night. So the adab of the Quran Sharif, Allah give us also tawfiq inshallah, that we try and have as much as possible the adab, respect of the Quran Sharif. So when that happened, then this whole incident was quite long. But then Allah Ta'ala gave him, and he just started, people just started following him. And his followers grew and grew. And then he established the whole Khilafat-e-Uthmaniya. And what great achievements they had done for the Ummah. So all that was on the respect of the Quran Sharif. So the first right of the Quran Sharif, the most important, is Iman bil Quran. That we must have our Iman on the Quran Sharif. One is that we have that Iman that it is not makhluq. It is a sifat of a quality of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala had sent with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and it came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam via Jibreel alayhi salam. And that Quran Sharif, which is not really the book form that we have got. That is not really the Quran Sharif. But that has great attachment with the Quran Sharif. For us, that is the Quran Sharif. So it is the meaning of the Quran that is the Quran Sharif. So and what the instructions of Allah Ta'ala are. Like for example, I am speaking now. If it is recorded now and it comes into printed form, that wasn't the speech. The speech are not these words also. It is what the meaning, what is being said. So that is really what is the Quran Sharif. So that, but because the Quran Sharif has a kitab form, book form, has got close contact with it, we give it the utmost of respect also. And we try and honor it as much. So our full iman, yaqeen must be that this is the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is one thing where the non-believers, they try their utmost that Muslims who are called staunch believers and who follow the Quran Sharif strictly as the word of Allah, that they can't take. They want us to manipulate as they change the Bible. They change the Torah also. They also want us also to do like that. And many ayats of the Quran Sharif where they ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to change the Quran Sharif, to make it suitable and palatable. But that iman must be such. So one is we have iman that the whole Quran Sharif is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That alhamdulillah, all of us have that yaqeen, that full conviction. But we have to test ourselves. So just as we have iman on the whole Quran that it is from Allah ta'ala, and Allah give us tawfiq also, that whenever we say Quran Sharif, Quran Kareem, whatever, also that shows the respect, not only the word Quran, it is quite in order, but out for respect, Quran Sharif, Quran Kareem, or any other words of respect and honor for the Quran Sharif. So like that we must have also full yaqeen and conviction on the ayats of parda, for example, hijab. It's clear cut in the Quran Sharif. And there are so many ayat. In fact, one place we went to, and the imam was of the opinion that the face, and there are many people who are of that opinion, that the face is not part of the hijab. That the face can stay open of a lady. So, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained it very beautifully, where in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that an old lady, it is permissible for her to let off her clothes. So naturally, that can't mean all her clothes, that even an old lady. It can, what it means there, that is for an old lady, that ruling. Not for the woman generally. So our iman must be on there. Then for example, that interest is haram. That is clear cut in the Quran Sharif. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah made bay' business, to do business with one another. And that also, as in other ayats of the Quran, where with taravi, that both parties must be happy with one another in the transaction. But on what with regard to interest, it is totally haram. So on every ayat of the Quran Sharif also, our iman must be there. For example, the inheritance. There is a whole ruku that is devoted to all the inheritance laws. And besides that ruku, in other places also, Allah has referred to the laws of inheritance. So Islamic inheritance is from the Quran Sharif. And where our iman, not only that we believe that the inheritance, but our everyone must be distributed, how much we find so common that a person sees his benefit in the law of the land, secular courts, then he takes his whole case to the court and he has the inheritance distributed according to the law of the land, etc. Now, ours must be completely, and in there also, Allahu Akbar, where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لِلِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ. A male will get double the amount of what a woman will get. Now, this is a point which they use very much against us in their propaganda, that Islam is unfair and giving the woman an unfair share, that she gets half. Normally, they are all different rulings. And as far as inheritance is also concerned, never think that it's a straightforward matter. And I know what it is. We are two brothers, two sisters, mother and father, so we can just distribute. Always ask a mufti. And also a mufti who is engaged in the laws of inheritance. Otherwise, anything becomes stale. If a person became a mufti, he did all this, but for years he didn't do any case of inheritance, then his knowledge won't be fresh. So a mufti that is engaged in this, because there are such intricacies, such small the small print, what we call, where something comes and it blocks out somebody, or in somebody something happens and somebody else gets a share. So all that we have to see. So anyway, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said, this is the shortness of their understanding, that they feel Islam gave an unfair share to the woman by giving her half. And the example that is usually given is that, for example, a father passes away, the son gets 100,000 and the daughter will get 50,000. Now it looks like unfair, because the daughter doesn't earn in the first place. The boy, the man usually earn, according to Islamic, though it is permissible in the parameters of Shariat for a woman to earn also, it's quite permissible. She can do business, but within the limits of Shariat, not out of those limits. So, Hazrat explained that now when the son wants to get married, he will have to pay mehr. So if he pays mehr of 20,000-30,000, he will have to provide housing. He have to buy a house, or he'd have to rent a place, all that. He'll have to make walima. So how much expenses has he got? The girl on the other side, she doesn't have to pay any mehr. She's going to get mehr. She doesn't have to make walima. She will be just called and she'll be part of the walima. She won't have to provide for the house. Now this is their wrong system, that today the woman also works, she also earns, she also contributes to the expenses of the house, etc. In fact, they are putting a burden on the woman. In Islam, the woman, as long as she's in her father's house, she's treated like a princess. Everything is done for her. When she's in the husband's house, she's treated like a queen. So her position always, Islam has kept very, very honorable and very high. This is a different story again, that if we are not practicing Islam properly, but otherwise Islam has given a woman a very, very great and honorable place. If strictly speaking, she doesn't have to cook in the house also. She doesn't have to do the cleaning also. All that is the responsibility of the husband, strictly speaking. Though practically, when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at night Nabi Ali salatu wasalam went and visited them. And in there he told that, oh Fatima, all house duties are yours. And outside duties of earning, etc., and bringing, that is the duty of Hazrat Ali, the husband's duty. So practically that is how it is normally. So Allah, so the woman, so it's the Buddhist laws of inheritance also. Our full conviction must be on the laws of inheritance. Even if we have to get a little bit less, but we should accept it. So that is very, very important, that on all the ayat of the Quran Sharif, every ayat, these are just one or two things I'm mentioning, but there are many more things that today we prefer the non-Muslim way over the Muslim way, which is very, very wrong for us. We should fully follow the Islamic way. So we have full iman on the whole Quran Sharif. And every ayat also, where we are not practicing, like the ayat of Rajam, that if a man or woman commits adultery, she must be stoned to death after it is proven. And the laws of proving it also are very, very hard and strict. Four witnesses must be there. And so it is almost an but if it is proven, and usually what happened is the power of iman, may Allah give us all, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah had explained, when Islamic law to great extent had come in Pakistan under the rulership of Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was also then killed by the enemies in a aeroplane crash, but really it was they had organized it all. But anyway, Mufti Sahib explained, in his time people, Rajam used to take place in Pakistan, but that was all, they were the people themselves, their guilty conscience made them come and admit and said that, purify me, like in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam. And when that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was being stoned and the blood splashed and fell on somebody, that person said some untoward words, some unsavory words. Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam said, the tawbah he has made, if that tawbah has to be spread on all the people of Medina, it will be sufficient for them. So that, like that, Allah, we are very far from that. And for that, don't ever miss out on tawbah and istighfar, where we are so weak and work towards, and that is why we are here, to work towards bringing that iman in us that we have in the Quran Sharif, firstly, full and complete conviction. And in every ayat of the Quran Sharif also. And we make that the goal of our life. Fortunate are those families, those people, that the Quran Sharif is the main kitab in their lives, in their homes, everything. For us, many other things are important. The cell phone has replaced almost everything else. Even the Quran Sharif, though we read Quran Sharif on the cell phone, with its disadvantages, the screen, the light, etc., were all there. But even so, besides the Quran Sharif, and we might be having other kitab, shuruhat, explanation of kitabs, etc., on the cell phone. But the real, the cell phone and all the other things, they usually take a preference. The Quran Sharif, a person, and the Mushaf, as we have got it, we should try and give preference to that. And we can read from the cell phone, it is permitted, but the preference we should try and give to read from the Mushaf, from the printed copy, the hard copy of the Quran Sharif. Allah give me and us all tawfiq. So to have the first condition, first right of the Quran Sharif, what most important is to have Iman bil Quran. That our full iman we have on the Quran Sharif and on every ayat also. And when that is the case, then the other things will even follow naturally. To respect the Quran, never touch the Quran Sharif without wudu. It is a kitab that is so. In fact, there are some people that their peer sub's name also, they don't take without wudu. So much respect they have. One king, one of his subjects was, his name was Muhammad. And he had a real respect and love for this person. So one time he had to call him, and he called him by some other name, not by his name Muhammad. So he thought the king is upset with him. Then afterwards the king explained that at that time I did not have wudu. And that's why I didn't want to take the name Muhammad, which is the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So respect is a great, great thing. Ba adab, ba naseeb. A person who has got adab, his naseeb, his share also becomes very, very big. Be adab, be naseeb. Bad adab, bad naseeb. And be adab, be naseeb. A person who hasn't got adab, he doesn't get anything. Respect, you get through respect, you get a lot. So if you have your respect from 0 to 100, how much adab you have got, so much you will get. And if you got 0, you will get 0. And bad adab is minus. If you are bad adab, bad naseeb, then you will lose out terribly. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. We, because of the Western culture that has overtaken us, today with parents also, we don't have that respect. Husband hasn't got that respect which he should have for his wife. Wife hasn't got that respect which she should have for her husband. For our children, children for their parents, etc. We are losing out a lot in these things. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we work towards this, having this full iman, yaqeen on the Quran Sharif, munazzal min Allah, and that it is, every ayat also is 100% haq. And this is my goal in my life. I must bring my whole life according to Quran Sharif. As much as I can, fully, my target must be 100%. And where I fail, I make tawbah. And I try still to bring 100% Quran Sharif in my... For example, one command which we are all well aware of, and not one or two places, but the command of namaz, salat. But we see in the ummah the great weakness which there is with regard to salat. And those of us who feel that we are performing salat, but what kind of a namaz are we performing also? That namaz which changes the course of history. Namaz is such a thing, by two rakats of namaz, we can change the course of history. But our two rakats of namaz is mostly in ghaflat, unmindfulness. So that namaz which also Allah Ta'ala has ordained in the Quran Sharif, and in so many aqimi salata li dhikri, Allah Ta'ala says, aqimi salah. No, Allah didn't say perform namaz, sallu salah. But aqimi salah, and other places the plural, aqimu salah. And that is to establish namaz with all its requirements, properly, perfectly. So for that, wudu also must be correct. In our wudu, there must be miswak also is part of the of a good wudu and a complete wudu. And to make the wudu properly. And in the wudu, generally, in the family, we were just mentioning this. So one of the girls told her, their little children, you hear that you mustn't dangle your foot under the tap when washing the leg. Many people, they just dangle the leg under the tap and the leg is washed. The leg is not washed. The leg has got a top side. First of all, the toes. And then where the toes join the feet, the foot, that they can easily get left out. If we don't pay attention, they can easily get left out. Then there is the top of the leg which we must wash, rub it. And then the right side. And then the left side. And then the back of it, including the heel. And then, very important, the bottom also. Once we have done these others, then most of us feel that the bottom is also washed already. The bottom must also be washed. And until we don't pay attention, easily it gets left out. So of course, if the wudu is not done properly, then namaz won't be done. So it is very important. So the command of namaz, which has come in so many ayat of the Quran Sharif, we all have to work. And if our iman is right on every ayat, then we will work on our namaz also. And all the other commandments. The Quran Sharif is the complete kitab. But of course, as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, that the Quran Sharif is more in need of the hadith than what the hadith is in need of the Quran Sharif. It doesn't seem just to our mind. It doesn't really make sense. The Quran is the Quran Sharif independent. But a person can never understand deen only by the study of the Quran. Those who call them Ahle Quran and who refuse to follow the hadith, you can't. But the hadith, if you only study hadith, you'll get the full understanding of deen. And the explanation, like five times namaz is farad, that is nowhere in the Quran Sharif. That 2.5% zakat is farad, that is nowhere in the Quran Sharif. All that comes from the hadith Sharif. So we need that. On one occasion, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband, and Allah had blessed Hazrat with so much of ulum, knowledge, traveling by train those days, and a conversation with somebody. So that person told that I don't believe in the hadith. I only believe in the Quran Sharif. That is the book of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith was compiled along in the famous compilation of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, who was born in 150 Hijri, I think, more or less. 180. So that's about 200 years after Hijrat. A long time after the hadith. So he said that I don't accept the hadith. The hadith is not authentic as the Quran. So Qari Sahib told him, from what you are saying, I understand you believe in the hadith. He said, Qari Sahib, you are known to be such an intellectual, and am I telling you in simple, straightforward words, I don't believe in the hadith. I don't accept the hadith. And you are telling me that you, what I'm telling you, that I'm saying I believe in the heart, but I'm saying I don't believe. So it carried on like that for a while. Then Qari Sahib asked him, who told you that this Quran Sharif is the book of Allah and the word of Allah Ta'ala? It's the hadith that told you. Then he realized. And then he said, what a pity on me. I myself didn't know what I'm believing. I was at a loss completely. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have this complete belief in the Quran Sharif. The second right of the Quran Sharif is respect and love and respect of the Quran Sharif. That we must have. Like any other book, like we have, you read a book, you read a novel, when you want to stop, you just stop anywhere, you just put the book, you throw it one side, you put it under your pillow, whatever you do. But the Quran Sharif, we can't do that. We have to have the utmost of respect. And mashallah, after namaz, Ziyad is reading of the etiquette and adab of the Quran Sharif, which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has also explained in Fadail al-Quran. And ulama have written how many books or with regard to various aspects of the Quran Sharif. So there, we must have the utmost of adab and utmost of muhabbat, love for the Quran Sharif. In fact, in Fadail al-Quran, it mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says that when you get a letter from your beloved, then you take your time out to read the letter. You sit in a nice place, you pay your full concentration. But when you read my book, then you don't pay that attention. So it is very important that how much we can, and we have to try and develop this as much as we can, the adab of the Quran Sharif. And sit also in a way with respect, not with our legs stretched out, etc., or try and face the Qibla. All the details are given. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have that adab of the Quran Sharif. And together with the adab, that it is a law also of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, the greatest law book that there is in the world is the Quran Sharif. And today in the West, in the world of the atheists, they are more and more studying the Quran. As the Quran Sharif says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, that we will show them our clear signs in the skies and within themselves also, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, until it will be very manifest and clear to them that this is haq and this is true. And there are so many things. Just what comes to mind, one thing now, is just about less than perhaps 50, 60 years ago, that was the first time they realized that the oceans, the seven oceans where they meet, Majma'ul Bahrain, where the oceans meet, the waters don't meet. To the naked eye, it looks like the waters are meeting. But when they went into this and they put their cameras and they studied it, they saw that clearly the two waters don't meet. In fact, river water and sea water, where the river runs into the sea, that also it stays separate. So the two oceans, the waters don't meet with one another. And yeah, for example, in Cape Town, where we have the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean, and the two oceans meet at the Cape Point. But the Indian Ocean, if you put your water hands there, your feet, the water is warm. The Atlantic Ocean, it is cold. So it's completely the two, in every aspect they are different. When we look at it from far away, then it looks like the two waters are meeting. But in actual fact, scientifically, they have found now that the two waters don't meet. They come and they separate. They just go separate all the time. This is all. And besides this, قَالَتِ النَّمْلُ, the ant spoke and said. And that also Allah used the feminine word, قَالَتْ. Now they, and they may, up to now, they used to make a mockery out of Islam and out of deen. and may present it like comic forms, that the ants are speaking to one another. Like in comics you have animals, birds, etc., speaking to one another. But now they have actually discovered at their own hands, Allah Ta'ala showed them, that they actually speak to one another. There is speech between them. And what they told there, exactly like that, they spoke all that. So all this is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And it all verifies the truth of the Quran Sharif. So Allah put in our hearts also that conviction on the Quran Sharif. And when, alhamdulillah, there is no other book in the world that is read as much as the Quran Sharif. For example, presently now in Ramadan, throughout the world, how much of Quran Sharif is being recited? How many people are making dur the whole day, reading? Others are reading on their own. The Taraweeh that is being carrying on in the whole world, no matter how weak we have become, but still, alhamdulillah, even if they are reading perhaps 8 rakats, 10 rakats, or they reading from Alam Tara, but still, in the Quran Sharif, there is no other book that is read as much as the Quran Sharif. And alhamdulillah, where the whole Quran Sharif is being recited, and we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that in our time now, in the 60s, 70s, there were few masajid, but even that few masajid didn't have huffaz. I remember at that time, they should get hafizas from Cape Town to come in perform Taraweeh. Cape Town, they had huffaz, mashallah. Yeah, there were hardly any hafizas. And many masjid, they should read from Alam Tara. Now is a time where hafiz doesn't get a place. And there are so many venues in small towns. And how many venues of Taraweeh there are because of the number of the huffaz. And mashallah, the quality of the reading also, and the hifz also, and then the quality of the reading also, it has improved tremendously. When in the 60s, round about 63 or 64, 63, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib came to South Africa. And he was a man well traveled in the world, and he saw the maktab system here in the old Transvaal. And when he saw that, he said, I've traveled the world and I haven't seen anywhere such a good system as this system here. And this system was such, which was supposed to be a good system, which Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah reward them, they were old, but they went from town to town to implement the syllabus, to get the madrasas affiliated. Otherwise, what was the condition? Mufti Sahib himself told us. When they went to one madrasa, the child is reading, for example, Talimul Islam, which was commonly taught those days, part 2. The next year when they go, now he's reading part 1. Instead of going to part 3, he's going to part 1. And reading of Quran Sharif also was very, very weak. In fact, when Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali came, perhaps in 65, 66, round about there, then after they traveled certain places, many places he told them that we have to repeat our namaz again, because the quality of the reading was like that. But today, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has brought. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to try and make shukr also, and our iman on the Quran, we in every aspect, we try and build it and let it become stronger. May Allah give us tawfiq. There are some minutes left now. We try and engage in dua or in tilawat, whatever we want to, and turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Today is Jummah, and Buzurgs always took special care of the dua before Maghrib on a Jummah. Every day we should, but on Jummah, even more, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.